Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. Happy New Year! So you have decided this is it. You have had it. You are drawing the line in the sand and you are going to get organized this year. It is going to happen, right? And I totally agree. I believe you. I will encourage you. I will support you. I'll give you as many ideas as I can to help you get organized. Now, I want to today talk about where do you start? Like, where do you even start getting organized? Especially if you're overwhelmed and you just don't even know where to start, or more likely, you just don't have enough time to get the job done. Like, you maybe know where to start, but even if you started there, there's no way you would finish. So what's the point in starting, right? Like, it's very, very frustrating to start something when you don't have the time to finish it. So the first thing I'm going to tell you, and the answer is just to start. I know, don't hit me through the phone. Like, I know it's so cliche. Oh, just start. If she only could see the mess that I have. Trust me, I've seen the mess you have. I know what you're looking at. But it is just about starting. Like, if you were going to start a diet, you would just have to start. Like, eventually, you just have to start. It's going to take time. And it is probably going to take at least a year. But that's okay. You're going to make progress. Now, the first thing I want you to do, I want you to go around your house and take pictures of everything, every closet, every room, every drawer. Like, I mean, I want you to take like 300 photos and upload them to Dropbox or something of every single area, because here's what's going to happen. You're going to start. I know you are. And you're going to start to get organized. And all you are going to see is what you have left to do. And you're not going to see what you have already finished. Every time you walk in the house, the thing that is not done is the thing that is going to drive you crazy, as opposed to the 80 things that you already have done and are functioning and are working well. So today, on January 1st, 2016, or whatever day you're listening to this podcast, the next thing I want you to do is go around your house and take pictures of every single thing. Because when you get really, really frustrated and you feel like you haven't made any progress whatsoever, I want you to look back at the pictures of the areas that you have organized. Even if it is only your nightstand drawer, the silverware drawer, and the front hall closet, I don't care. It's progress and you're going forward, and you can only make progress from progress. So we need to start somewhere. So take pictures of absolutely everything. Then you have two ways that you can tackle your house. One is to do the 40 weeks, one whole house challenge. If you do the 40 weeks, one whole house challenge that I do every single year, you're just going to jump right in where we are, which I believe is going to be either organizing holiday decorations or crafts. I'm not sure because I'm recording this early. Sorry about that. I don't know. It's one of those. So if it's organizing holiday decorations, let's say that's what we're doing this week or the next week coming up, then that's all you're going to focus on this week. You're going to listen to the podcast and read the blog post and do as much as you can in that. And then next week, you're going to move on to the next one, which is crafts. If you don't have any crafts to organize, then you can go back and maybe add a little more to the holiday decorations, or what I always suggest people start with is the Sunday basket. So if you haven't started anything yet, do the Sunday basket first. Then pick up with week 21, which is organizing your computer. And keep going through the 40 weeks, one whole house challenge. Now, what's nice about the 40 weeks, one whole house challenge is, number one, it's very organized and structured and teachery like me. Like, I teach you what to do, and there's a podcast, and there's a Facebook group, and you can follow along, and everybody's doing the same thing at the same time. But also, it's very logical according to the season. So when I say in 2 weeks to organize your computer, it's the middle of January. Like, you're not going to organize your storage shed, at least not in Ohio, you're not. And when I say in the beginning of February to organize your family room and your jewelry and your taxes, those are all logical areas that you would be organizing at that time of year. Always over winter break is when I say to organize the storage room, because no matter where you live in the world, if you're celebrating Hanukkah and Christmas, all of those decorations are outside of the storage room, so you have space to move in there and you can actually get it organized. Any other time of the year that you want to organize the storage room, you're working around a whole bunch of holiday decorations that are still in the storage room. So organizing one room at a time, along with everyone else in the 40 weeks, one whole house challenge is a logical, methodical way of organizing. Now, you might say, that's fine, but my master closet is driving me crazy. And you guys did that back in November. And if I have to wait until November, like it's not gonna work. I want to do my master closet. Well, that's great. Then click on that post, read that, listen to the podcast, and read all the other posts that I've written about organizing your master closet and tackle that one first. And then you might want to join the 40 weeks, one whole house challenge, or you might not. You might want to just every week or every other week or whenever you have the time, pick the room that is driving you crazy and organize that one. Because if you're really motivated to get your master closet organized, then when you get in the thick of it, you'll keep going because you chose that room on your own. Now, no matter which way you do it, organizing one room at a time that you choose or the 40-week one whole house challenge with me, when you get in that space, there are a couple of things that you're going to do when you organize. First, you need to decide how much time you have to devote to this project. If you only have 20 minutes, do not spend that 20 minutes emptying out your entire master closet, because then what you'll have is your master closet on the floor in your bedroom and you'll be off to the next activity. If you only have 20 minutes, then go through all of your shoes and see how many you can donate. That's all you're going to get through. If you have more time, like you have a whole day, then go ahead and empty out the entire thing and then put things back a piece at a time. But what I tend to do, even when I know I have the whole day as a professional organizer, I only empty out one section of any area at a time, because you never know, like the client's child might get sick at school and they have to hurry and leave. And now they need me to leave their house and I don't want to leave their whole master closet in their bedroom. So I will typically like take out all the long hanging and we make decisions on that, or all the shirts or all the pants or all the shoes. And we do it section by section by section. So that is how I suggest to do it. Next, or maybe before this, you can make a list of all the areas that are cluttered and stressing you out. Like I told you to go ahead and go around and take the pictures. So after you go around and take the pictures, make a list of every single area that you want to get organized. And then that way you can pick and choose which ones you want to do. Like maybe the linen closet is driving you crazy and so is your master closet, but you only have an hour. Then I suggest you choose the linen closet, because you can get through the entire linen closet in an hour. I couldn't get through my own master closet in an hour. I mean, it's just too much emotional mess when I get in my master closet. So match your time to the area that you want to organize. Now, before you get started, I want you to prepare. There's not a lot that you need to do to prepare. Like some people like to clean their entire house before they get started on an organizing project. And if you need to, do it. But you don't need to do that much to prepare. You need to have trash bags, however. And it is really, really ideal if you have two colors. So typically I have white for trash, which is a small regular kitchen trash bag. And then I get the black trash bags from Costco, which are a great price and really high quality, and they're bigger. And I use the black for anything that I want to put in for donating, and the white for anything that is trash. Because once you get into the organizing process, especially if you're doing like, let's say you're doing the master closet and you're going to donate a lot of items, but some of those items you pull out of the closet aren't even donatable, right? Like you're just going to throw them away. Well, they're all clothes and bags, and then you got to figure out which ones are trash and which ones are donate, and you don't want anything like that slowing down your progress or your momentum. The other thing you'll want to do is find a place for the kids to go that day, if at all possible. It'll be way worth it. You'll be more focused, you'll feel better about what you're doing, and you'll just power through it faster. Like, I know when my kids aren't here, I feel like I'm racing the clock to get things done. Like, for example, my kids are not here tonight. One is at archery practice, and the other one is at a Christmas party, and my husband is actually on the other line calling me. He should know that I am podcasting, so I can't answer that call, but I am trying to get as many podcasts recorded as I can when there is nobody in the house. The other thing is, when you're going to organize, whether it's one space, or let's say you're going to take like 3 days off of work to organize, or you're going to organize an entire weekend. I've done that before. Like you get home at Friday and I'm going to organize Friday night, all day Saturday, and all day Sunday. Then on Thursday, really prepare, like get some freezer meals together or get out the coupons for ordering pizza. Stop at the grocery store on Thursday night and get your favorite beverages, a couple of snacks, and maybe a new movie for the kids out of the red box, so that you can spend that entire weekend focused on organizing and you're not worried about food and all of those other things. Now, when you get ready to organize and you're in that space, I want you to purge. I want you to declutter, and I want you to get rid of things, because we cannot organize clutter. And the thing is, we hold on to things longer than we need. So if you need a couple tricks on how to do this, pretend like you're going to move. Like, pretend that you are packing up this master closet and you're moving, but you're moving to Europe and you're only allowed to take 3 suitcases or whatever, something crazy. I mean, obviously you're not going to do that, but, you know, really say, am I really going to wear this again? Do I really like it? How do I look in it? Am I really going to lose that weight? Could somebody else use this? And ultimately, would I rather have my space organized? I know what I have in there and I can grab anything out and put it on and go to work and feel great. Or would I rather have this thing just in case for someday? Like, we tend to not want to get rid of stuff because we might need it one day, but what we're giving up is the organized, freedom-filled life of having an organized space. So remember that. Every time you're holding on to something just in case, or maybe you're holding on to something that is also keeping you away from that organized feeling that you want. So here are the questions I want to ask yourself, or I want you to think about when you're holding these items. Do you love it? Like, oh my gosh, I love this. Like, if I lose 10 pounds, I am definitely going to wear this thing again, then keep it. But if you go, well, if I lose 10 pounds, I think I looked okay in it, then no, we don't need to keep it. Do you need it? Like, I don't like how much space this takes up, but we really do use it every year and I need it. Well, you need to keep it, even though you don't love it and you don't like how much space it's taking up. And if you don't remember what it is, you don't need it. Like, I love when I'm with clients or myself and I find things and I'm like, now what is this for? Like, if you don't know what it's for, you don't need it. And even if it's like a piece or a part, if you hire somebody like I do to fix the garage door, then you don't need to keep all the superfluous garage door parts, because guess what? The guy who comes to your house has all of those on his truck. So you don't need all these parts that you don't know what they are, especially if you're going to hire somebody to fix that when it is. Now, if your dad or your husband or somebody else or you are really mechanically inclined, I have this one client, she's super mechanically inclined, and I'm always like, oh, we can get rid of that. She's like, no, it goes to blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, that's right. You're an engineer. You understand all this stuff. Then definitely keep it. Like, label it, keep it, know where it is. But if that is not you, we don't have to keep it. Like, we don't have to keep all the manuals that go to everything because we're not going to fix them. We can go ahead and feel free to get rid of them. And donate liberally. Like, take the bags straight to your car. Even if you're not going to go to Goodwill for a week, I don't care. Put them in the car. Because if they're in the car, they're more likely going to get donated than if you put them in the garage or leave them in your bedroom or wherever you have them. Now, at the end of the day, it's going to be awesome. You are going to feel like your house has lost a ton of weight. And a lot of clutter is going to be gone. And so I want you to really enjoy what you have just organized, even if it is just the drawers in your kitchen and you've donated 3 small boxes of things to Goodwill. You made huge progress. So at the end of each day, take pictures of what you have done and the progress that you have made. Now, you might think that I'm not going to see a really big difference in the before and after pictures, which is what I often think, and I'm always wrong. And the other thing is, you might not want to take after pictures because you're going to get frustrated when your husband and your kids mess up what you've already done. But I'm going to tell you, they don't. It doesn't get messed up. You just think it does. And here's what happens. You forget what you've organized and you think you've organized areas you haven't organized. And then you think people have gone in and messed them up. But the thing is, you haven't organized them yet, but you're making progress. And if you need to, like, make those after pictures a screensaver on your computer or your phone, or print them up or put them on a bulletin board or the refrigerator, and keep track of the progress you're making, because you are making progress and you can do this. Now, remember, you did not get your house cluttered and unorganized in one day. It took you months, years, decades to get the house the way it is today. Now, it's not going to take decades to get it undone, but it is probably going to take a year. I mean, it's going to take some time to get it organized again, but it will be worth it. And I will be right there with you every step of the way.